when you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks. It's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
Hi. Peter, what are you doing home from school?
They sent me home. Measles.
It's either measles or a strange case of red freckles.
You have got a temperature.
They told me, 101.1. What's the record?
Never mind.
Oh, are you sure it's the measles?
Well, he certainly got all the symptoms. A slight temperature, a lot of dots, and a great big smile.
A great big smile?
No school for a few days.
Say hello to my dotted son for me. Tell him I'll bring him some comic books and I'll see you later, dear.
Okay, honey, bye.
Boy, this is the life, isn't it?
Yeah, if you have to get sick, sure can't beat the measles.
That's right.
No medicine.
Do you know they've, from what I've heard, they've tried to ban this episode, have been successful trying to ban that one episode.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. When you're banning a Brady Bunch episode, what does that tell you? I mean, listen to what they were saying. Oh, a few days off school and a big, big smile. Boy, I sure love the measles. There's no medicine. There's no anything. Just got to ride it out. Only get like the sniffles. Yep. Wow. Yeah. And many, many shows talked about it this way. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, by the way. There. See the nonsense, the hysteria, and the craziness of our media trying to parade this around as
it is
like the biggest thing ever.
I had every one of those childhood diseases except mumps.
Yeah.
I never got mumps.
I never did either. So I wanted to bring something up. There's a lot to talk about in this hour, but I really did feel like this was kind of worthy of at least running through. By the way, happy April Fools. No, we're not doing any April Fools jokes today. I wish. It's going to sound like we are when I bring up some of the stories that we have to cover. But I did want to bring this up, and so hat tip to Mitzi on this. I really appreciate your bringing this, because I don't think that we've ever gone here on the show when we talked about some of the things we've talked about. We've had some of the best scientists. We've had MIT scientists on the show, Boston College scientists. We've had all kinds of different scientists, Jason scientists even. We've had, you name it, on vaccines. We've had, oh my gosh, some of the best in the country. And here's the deal. This is something we haven't talked about, and that is why we encouraged, just like in the Brady years, sort of encouraged getting these things, kind of like having your whole family get it, keep them quarantined for a couple of days and getting over it, and why this was so important. And this is something that they're not bringing up in the media at all. And Hippocrates once stated, give me a fever and I can cure any illness. And so febrile childhood infectious diseases under 9 and even as an infant, they actually protect us from having a variety of diseases and cancers as we get older. There's a reason our immune system was set up the way it was, and was set up the way it was without vaccines, mm-hmm. right? For a long period of time, as we fight off fever and sickness, and we're building a strong immune system, a lot of parents believe that we're helping by giving vaccines to prevent the sickness, so we don't even have a day's trouble with the sickness. What they're actually doing, though, is circumventing and preventing children from building a healthy, strong immune system. And I think that's really important to know. I don't know that we've ever covered exactly that on the show, that a febrile disease is one that causes a fever, such as measles or mumps or rubella or chickenpox or pertussis and scarlet fever. So by denying a kid the opportunity to have that disease and let the immune system work to combat it on its own at the right time, right? So that, you know, they develop their immune system as it's been designed. Mm-hmm. Now we're experiencing more life-threatening, serious diseases starting early, like late childhood and teens, because we're circumventing this whole process by filling our kids with 60 vaccines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't be healthy.
Yep, it can't be healthy. So there's a lot of scientific studies in brain cancers, the history of chickenpox glioma risk, a report from the Glioma International case study. It said that basically gliomas make up about 30% of all of our brain and central nervous system tumors and 80% of our malignant brain tumors. So they did a study, the positive history of chickenpox, was associated with a 21% lower glioma risk. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Protective effect of chickenpox, having your immune system work through it and build up the antibody against it, right, was stronger for higher grade glioma, particularly those under 40 years of age. Wow. So their findings represented the results of a large study to date on this topic. Lymphoma. Lymphoma is a group of blood cell tumors that develop the lymphatic cells. There's dozens of subtypes of lymphomas. So the two main categories of these are Hodgkin's lymphomas and non-Hodgkin's lymphomas, right? We've all heard of this. 90% of lymphomas are non-Hodgkin lymphomas, correct?
Which I've had.
You've had. Yep, that's exactly why I'm bringing this up. Do childhood diseases affect NHL and HL? Which is Hodgkin lymphomas and non-Hodgkin lymphomas. There is a case study out of southern and northern Italy. You won't find it out of the U.S. There's a reason. Our findings provided that additional support to the hypothesis that infections by most common childhood pathogens may protect against Hodgkin's lymphoma, or at least be correlated with some other early exposure, which will lower the risk of Hodgkin's lymphoma in adulthood. In addition, their study showed that measles may provide a protective effect against NHL, which is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Well, my childhood diseases maybe didn't protect me, but mm-hmm. they may have sure helped me survive it.
Yeah, and so the other one, the risk, Hodgkin's disease, risk factors for Hodgkin's disease by Epstein-Barr, prior infection by EBV and other agents, measles and or combined childhood infections are protective for Hodgkin's disease in our data. So they said our present data can't distinguish between measles and total infections, but are consistent with a specific protective effect of measles in school-age children in particular. So they found that the infection with measles during childhood cuts the risk of developing Hodgkin's disease in half.
Hmm.
Wow. Doesn't mean you won't get it. It just means that it severely cuts it down if you are able to go through it, just like on the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
There was no cause for concern. The parents were actually laughing about it, saying they had a big smile because the kids got ice cream and got everything they wanted. They just were quarantined for a couple of days together. In leukemia, too. Leukemia is a group of cancers that usually begins in the bone marrow and results in high numbers of abnormal white blood cells. We all know this, right?
Yeah.
So the white blood cells are not fully developed and are called blasts, leukemia cells. So symptoms include bleeding, bruising problems, feeling tired, fever, increased risk of infection, right? That's due to the lack of normal blood cells. So there was an article about a 2018 paper, Childhood Leukemia, linked to a lack of childhood infections. So for the immune systems to function properly, it is imperative that the babies are exposed to bacteria and viruses right from infancy so they can start working to fight it. And they will naturally. That's the whole point. So daycare in infancy and risk of childhood acute lymphoblastic leukemia, they had a UK case-controlled study. And these results supported the hypothesis that as reduced exposure to infection in the first few months of life increases the risk of developing acute lymphoblastic leukemia if their immune systems can't work properly. So vaccines can work to circumvent. And that's the problem, is that circumvent in a bad way. So that we're looking at trying to interfere with the process of your own immune system. And they're coming up with 150 more vaccines right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know. Can you imagine? So I had about 8. And it is pretty amazing when you really look at the data. Early life exposure to infections and all of these things. So they had study results on daycare attendance in the UK. Birth order infections during the first year of life are consistent with the hypothesis that exposure to infections early in life is associated with a reduced risk of childhood leukemia. Ovarian cancer, same thing. They've discovered that they were following this in the exact same way. They said colon and rectal cancer rates in younger age groups have been increasingly significantly since the 1950s, since we started a huge amount of vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's no evidence that this can be leaked to vaccination, because they won't, or not having febrile diseases. It's perhaps significant the rise started for the generation born in the 50s, if that's you, were first to participate in the mass vaccination programs beginning in 1953. Okay? When did cancer go through the roof? In the 70s? About 50. just saying, our war on cancer with Nixon. Just saying. That followed. But the rate also rose for a lot of those born around 1990, the period when immunization schedules in the first world sharply expanded, and then autism and allergy rates took off too. So you got to see cause and effect and correlation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could ignore it.
You know, even though I was in that age group when vaccinations, my family was poor. We didn't get vaccinations because they cost too much money.
Oh, really?
That's right.
That's it. Okay, that's interesting.
We got the major. Like, I got a smallpox.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah.
But the rest of them, no.
Yeah. General cancers, cardiovascular disease. They're saying measles, mumps, especially in case of both infections, were associated with lower risks of mortality in those cases of cardiovascular disease. Acute infections as a means of cancer prevention. Exposed to febrile infectious childhood diseases were also associated with subsequently reduced risks for melanoma, ovary, multiple cancers. I don't know how you could ignore this, because these studies have been out for quite a long time and have spanned the globe. But for some reason, they want to bypass any of this information in the news and make it seem like if you have the measles, you're done for, which isn't true. We haven't had a death. I think we had one death in 2015. We haven't even had a death since then. And then before that, I mean, we're talking like under 10. I mean, we're talking about the worst case scenarios with multiple factors. And they blame the measles, of course, as being the one of the factors. But it isn't, we're not having deaths because of measles. And so it's been a lie since the beginning. But yet we still believe the media in the hysteria. Why? Yeah. And doesn't this make sense to you listening? When you look at cause and effect and when we got these things and when things started to surge, I just think we're nuts if we don't start looking at it logically and start really analyzing the data that's been out there for quite a while. We seem to just, we're not presented with that data a lot. And that's one of our biggest mistakes, is that we aren't presented with it. We don't go looking for it. And there's a problem with it. And I wanted to mention that because this has been so on the rise as far as the hysteria mounting and mounting and mounting, and there's a reason for it. They really are trying to go for the solid, you know, hey, everybody needs to do this mandatory vaccine. In fact, Mercola wrote a kind of an April Fool's article on that. Yeah, we have re-education camps now for vaccines, which, you know what? Not so April Foolsy if you really want to look at what the media is doing on a nationwide level. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Vet lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
One of my favorite memories is driving in my car and all my kids bellowing out the lyrics of this song. Oh, yeah. My kids know this song by heart. I love Sticks. My kids know most 80s songs. I know. You can tell what era I went to high school in, huh? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty with me. And we were just talking over the break about some of the things we've meddled in that, you know, I swear to you, we're always sold on this age of being progressive, right? They love to use that as a term in the best way possible, that we're smarter than ever. We know more than ever. We're able to be the most advanced civilization. I actually beg to argue with you on that, because there has been proof that other civilizations weren't so cavemanish-like and actually developed all kinds of things that you wouldn't believe. So we've had all kinds of guests on that, archaeologists, all kinds of people that have proven that not so fast. And sometimes I think with our meddling, you know, we've had some pretty severe problems and issues that have arisen from our meddling with our immune system, our meddling with all of these things. And is it for profit? Is it to bolster up pharma? and their profits. And so they tell you something's good for you when it's not. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, of course we can be able to see that. And that's why I wanted to bring that up, the febrile infectious diseases, because your body needs to work through its immune system. And we do meddle with that. And are we causing some of our own issues? Have along the way, we have not thought, I think, hard enough about the things that we're taking into our body that have caused exactly where we're at right now. And there's so many things like this that I can point to. It's kind of scary. And there's a lot of doctors that have tried to bring this up. And curiously so, about 90, over 90 of them have been mysteriously murdered. You can't ignore that. They just had a rapper over the weekend murdered because he was trying to bring this up. He was trying to bring up the fact that he was on a radio station. Several of them, where he was trying to bring up the fact that, hey, and here he is, a young black rapper, somebody that you would probably not expect that from. What was his name?
Nipsey Hussle.
Young black guy. I was listening to him on a radio show, and he was honestly just bringing this kind of stuff up. He was just saying, hey, you know, I just want to point out that we're not being told the truth about our health. I'm just pointing out that pharma is getting their way, and the American people aren't. And the American people are certainly have been under their demise due to big pharma and the profits that pharma makes. And we don't even think about the things that we're doing. We don't even logically go back into history and say, I'm sorry, are you meddling with my body, or is something, am I taking in something that I shouldn't? And we're not saying all vaccines are terrible. There's places in the world still that deal with sanitation. When my son went to Panama, he had to get typhoid. And that they even said it was because of poor sanitation that he had to get typhoid inoculation.
Yep.
Because he was going to a different country. And not raised around fighting this internally, right, through his own immune system. So he needed to take this. And again, pointing to the fact that it was a sanitation problem. And so that's what's so important about this. When you have, so anyway, Nipsey was gunned down, right?
He must have been complaining about the...
I mean, it's a pretty dangerous territory when you see all the pictures together of all the people that have met their demise because they were trying to say, oh, hey, wait a second. These things are giving us issues, too. So you have to look at both sides now. You can't just look at it as a one-size-fits-all. Anything that the CDC comes up with is great for you. Remedy. But that's what we've done as the American people. So I just wanted to bring that to light. I didn't want to spend a huge amount of time on it today, but I did want to say, here's another avenue that we don't think about that we probably should. And we had not brought that up on the show. So I thought that would be worthy of a conversation. So in our meddling, it's so funny, or in our ignorance, I should say, they were blaming suicide rates of women at high altitudes, right? In my own state, which is not the most high altitude state you could come up with. And they were trying to say that it wasn't our inability to deal with things stress-wise, or right, maybe all of the antidepressants that people are taking, and that isn't causing suicidal, right? Or all of the side effects of medications. Actually, I think the only people that were safer from suicide were those that had a few extra pounds on them.
Yeah.
I don't mean to laugh. It's just, it's
because
just
of the diet.
Yeah.
A high protein diet gives you less serotonin.
Interesting.
Because
that's
of
an
tryptophan.
Interesting facet.
A high protein diet, you don't get tryptophan, which helps you create serotonin. But a high carb diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which creates fat people also creates serotonin. So fat people don't get as depressed.
Well, it's just funny how we opt for... So if you go to the Himalayas or Switzerland or anything, they don't have an increased suicide rate of women there, but they're trying to make this case, right? And so sometimes science likes to come out with the most insane answers to things to try and, I don't know, maybe not present the truth of the issue or problem as much as they possibly can, but point away from it. So I just wanted to throw that out there. High altitude is making you commit suicide. I don't think so. I don't even know, like, what's weirder than that. And they put it out as science, and research, and people go, well, that makes sense. No, it does not. Look at it logically. The rates of suicide have increased, but it hasn't been because of altitude. If it was altitude, it would have been going on for eons, and it hasn't been. So has to be a cause and effect. We do have, though, more people on more medications, more people on all kinds of other things that could be affecting it. Maybe our stress levels, maybe social media. I don't know. There are 100 other things other than high altitude. But there you go again with the trying to come up with, are people just bored? Try to come up with some kind of answer for something that makes zero sense. Absolute zero sense.
A lot of people do that.
I guess so. It's just bothersome, I think, to me, because it's so nonsensical that how can we not come to a conclusion of logic? How can we not? We just accept. We accept without thinking. And that's our biggest problem, is that somebody comes out, they might have a credential, and they say something, and then everyone goes around believing everything they say without ever deep thinking it or questioning it or anything. So just bringing that up. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. I've seen a lot of deaths in the last 3 years of people, maybe four, of people trying to bring things to light. There's a reason people bring things to light. There's a reason we have whistleblowers. There's a reason that people try to make sense of these things. And usually there's a lot of sense to it when you listen to them, when you actually listen to them. I just think that we, for some reason, just don't want to see it. I don't know what our problem is. Do you?
Nope. Well, I think I do know, actually.
Yeah?
We just don't have enough faith.
Maybe. Yeah. And critical thinking could be part of it. I don't know. I'm thinking critical thinking has to be a big part of this. Because if you were to really examine this, then you would have to say that even in the 50s, the rate of women, if they're saying high altitude, then that means in the 50s and 60s and 20s and 30s, people were committing suicide all the time because of just where they lived.
Well,
that didn't happen.
I wonder if the rate of suicide in stewardesses is higher.
Exactly.
They're at high altitude all the time.
And it isn't. So how can that be? But somebody put a stamp on it and said that that was the case. That is strange, right? All right. So, you know, we can turn the tables a little bit on info, because there's a couple scary things that are going on right now. Yeah. But I think one of the scariest, to be honest with you, is our lack of attention on these things. And that when we read a headline, we take it verbatim, or most of America does, probably not you out there listening, but most of America takes it verbatim without questioning. And we have a very liberal, progressive media that has an agenda. And if we haven't figured that out by now, we're in trouble, because it's so obvious and it's so admitted to. But for some reason, we just seem to lag in the media tells the truth. At some point, the media, they don't. They're not geared toward the truth. It has changed a lot.
It has.
If you go back to just even the 70s or 60s, I'd have to say you have to go clear back to the 60s or 50s to even look at newscasts. Probably the 50s, now that I think about it. You'd have to go way, way back to find a little bit more truth told. It's just kind of insane to me how off the rails we've gotten.
Well, and they use it to manipulate us constantly. Okay, the president's talking about shutting down the southern border.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they do to scare us?
Yeah.
About shutting down the southern border.
Yep. What do they tell us?
The United States is going to run out of avocados in 3 weeks.
And that is no April Fool's.
Then we'll drop dead. No avocados.
Hey, I like an avocado salad.
I do too. I love guacamole. But if we ran out of avocados for a while, I don't think it would kill me.
They really are trying everything they can. It's so funny. Are they next? They're going to say we're out of salsa.
Yeah,
tomato farmers done for.
Yep.
You know, try to scare a population, scare them out of their salsa. Not joking.
Wow.
No, the media will go to spin any story they can
anything.
To develop hysteria. By the way, just wanted all of you to know, Maddow, she keeps spinning the Russian collusion hysteria. Her own network even told her to stop doing it. You know you're getting bad when your own fake network says you're just a little too much for us. Yeah. And the avocado story, that cracked me up to no end because I thought, man, that is, that means they're sincerely running out of ammo. Like, they don't have very much more room to grow. Go. Yeah. Sorry for the slip, Brian slip. Yes. We're going to be out of avocados.
Let's scare them with avocados.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
By the way, before we go to break, just to let you know, more system failures for the airlines. More system failures. Thousands of passengers today stranded on April 1st. Software glitch. They keep saying software glitch over and over again.
I think it's a hacking glitch.
Something's up. Yep. Something's up. And this has been going on. I can't even tell you how many times I've reported on this now. 8 years ago, this was not a story as much. I mean, you very rarely had stories like this. But I am telling you, we have at least one to two a month now of major, major glitches with software, planes grounded, planes having to land in airports they never thought they'd have to land in, customers being scared out of their minds because all of a sudden their plane started doing some wacky stuff, and all of a sudden you have all the groundings now. This story, I promise you, if you go back and do your research, even 8 years ago when I started on talk radio, this was not going on.
Yep.
Yeah, something's up.
Aren't you just excited about the day we have pilotless aircraft?
Oh, my gosh. That is so frightening to me. And we do really, truly have that because they really aren't. You know, just on the heels of that, I saw an ad last night for, what is that car that, you know, you call them in your car for an emergency? You know, that company that you call.
AAA?
No, not AAA. It's a company that actually can call out help for you and they talk to you in your car.
I don't know.
And they took over the control of a car for somebody so they wouldn't run somebody over on a bike. And I thought to myself, wow, they're really showing the positive side of that, not the negative side of it. It's kind of scary. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
ThirdWay.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back. Don't you feel that way? I do. I was just mentioning, welcome back to the show, by the way. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show on Twitter. It's Kate on the Blaze under the Kate Daly Show. And also, you can find Uncle Milty, too. Also, you can email me, Kate at KateDalyRadio.com. And KateDalyRadio.com houses the SoundClouds. We're also on iTunes as well. Listen to all around the globe and live. We're on all kinds of outlets. And I think, I'm so thankful to be on all the outlets I am. Thank you. And thanks for listening in. I want to creep everyone out. In this last segment, there's a couple of things going on that are pretty creepy. I was mentioning it's OnStar. It's OnStar.
OnStar,
okay.
Yeah.
OnStar is that commercial where there was a little guy on a bike and he's just throwing papers and he's such a cutie and he's rolling along and you can tell where him and a car are about to collide, and OnStar becomes part of this equation and stops the car right before the kid crosses the road. And I thought, man, you have to be really on it to be able to do that. You have to be heavily tracking in order to stop that kind of thing, because you're actually looking at the car, you're looking at people, you're looking at things collide. It's kind of crazy to be able to get a car going full speed to stop, right? And do we ever think about that in the nefarious way, where they would be able to use that against somebody and take control? And we don't really think about the ramifications of that. I'm remembering right now the movie, Will Smith movie, where they had him tracked and pinned down at everything he was doing, and he couldn't believe how much he was being tracked. Okay,
yeah. Enemy of the state.
Enemy of the state, yeah. And I thought, they're really selling these systems left and right to us. And they're also trying to sell us with a smart meter that goes inside the car. Then there's a reason for that. They're selling it to us in a very, innocuous way, just to kind of say, oh, you really need this because it'll help keep somebody out there safe, like the cute little boy riding his bike. Yet at the same time, what can it do? What can it do?
Yep.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, they can track it.
Uber has these things.
Well, when you turn the Uber app on, it knows exactly where you are. It follows you, because that's how Uber works. They their company policy is they get you a ride within mm-hmm. 4 minutes.
Right.
So when you get request an Uber driver, mm-hmm. they find by GPS the closest driver to you.
That's
and
just
he
weird.
Gets the shot at you first.
And they even know, like, how fast you're going?
Yeah, their app can tell the speed limit, where you are, and how fast you're going.
Okay, that freaks me out. And it's like an app that goes on the person's
phone.
It's
an app
that's
on your
Uber.
Phone that you turn on, and it lets you into the Uber system to become a driver. And it puts you into the system.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Allstate commercial where the guy's sitting at the intersection and the cars are driving around him, and they're talking about an app that you put on your thing that tracks your driving, and that's how they set your car insurance rates. I see that as the future for car insurance.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. That is frightening. I haven't even seen that
yet. You're going to have that to have the insurance, and that's what your insurance policy will be based upon, is your driving habits.
Yep.
And that's part of the reason they want these driverless cars, too. They've got to convince us a little bit that, man, driving isn't the freedom you thought it was anymore. And really and truly, how many bastions of freedom, caller, do we actually have? Using cash, driving a car wherever we want in the United States, right? There's only a couple of things left that we actually have that work toward freedom.
People are going to freely give it up because it's going to lower my car insurance.
That's right. If you're a conscientious driver.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's like we give up our freedom to Google and to everybody else because we want the free Facebook or the internet service at McDonald's or at the motel or wherever.
Yes. Oh, you're so right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You know, also, Facebook was saying, we need to be regulated. The only reason in the world that government paid for and supported Facebook would need to be regulated is if they wanted the feds to outwardly become part of that process and to make sure that they could insert government controls, right? On what's supposed to be a private company, although we all know it's not, wink, wink, because it was all supported by InQtel funding in the backdrop. That's the reason it became so popular. Mark Zuckerberg's only the face of Facebook, not actually the person behind
what
it.
A face.
It was actually a CIA operation. The very day it stopped, Facebook started. If nobody can see the correlation between that, they already had Facebook designed. It was just under a different name. Mark Zuckerberg's the face only. So Mark Zuckerberg's out there saying we need government regulation and control, just like some of these companies. More regulation, more control over the apps, more control over your driving, more control over the internet, more control over your social media. Right?
All companies like to give the government more control.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Well, I'm a very lucky woman. I've never had a speeding ticket or anything yet.
Wow.
So I'm very fortunate. I would like to send you a copy, you and Uncle Milty. It's the publication of Hillsdale College, their paper we get monthly. It's quite interesting on marijuana, mental illness, and violence.
Okay.
And I would like to send you
got it. Thank you. In fact, thank you for that call, by the way. I really appreciate it. My address is actually on my website, katedalyradio.com. katedalyradio.com. Thank you for that. I love Hillsdale. They're fantastic.
Yeah, she's talking about Imprimis.
Yeah.
I get that.
Okay. So thankful. And there's a couple of things. Hundreds of women secretly filmed undressing for treatment for their exams.
Was my name in that article?
For their female exams at San Diego Hospital using hidden cameras. Have you ever looked around?
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know for years now, anytime I stay in a hotel, I check to make sure there's no cameras behind the mirrors and stuff?
Do you really? And see,
some
people will call that paranoid. I don't know why people call that paranoid anymore. Look at all the things that are coming out lately into where you're watched, into where you're, you know, secretly recorded. I mean, what are they recording in your car? What kinds of conversations do you have in your vehicles that you think aren't those some of the best conversations you ever have? And the most probably personal conversations is on a long road trip.
Yep.
Don't they tell everybody dating you should take a long road trip so you can find out about each other? Where are those conversations going? We don't stop to think about it. Richard Day, back in the 1960s, the late 60s, I think it was a year before I was born, a couple of years before I was born, they were talking about the fact that anything in your home could record you, that the cables going into your home could record you. And people just thought, no, that's nonsense. What are we finding out today? We don't realize how many cameras watch every move we make. We don't realize how many times we're being listened to and that information's being taken in. By whom and for what reason? We don't want to think we live in a world like that. We want to think we're so free all the time. That's what amazes me, is that people still think we're so free. We're not.
But yet anytime there's a crime, the first thing people say is, where's the closest camera?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, really and truly, watching the movies is such a great hint at that. You know what I mean? Because that's usually where they go, is like, where's the camera footage? We can usually prove something.
Have you ever thought about getting one of those car cams that they have? That you,
I'll tell you, I'm fearing all of the things in our car. It makes me want to drive like a gremlin from years past. Or even back before that, where cars didn't have all the capabilities they do.
But on the other hand, if you're a good driver and you're in an accident that could kind of be judged either way, mm-hmm. and you had one of these cameras, mm-hmm. it could prove that the accident wasn't your fault.
Yeah.
So...
But don't, what's, okay.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know, because, like, look at the whole Uber app, okay? That's supposed to be this level of freedom for people to conduct their own little business, right? And it's their own little, you know, apart from, mm-hmm. you know, heavily regulated and controlled types of things. That's what it's supposed to look like. Yet, in order to be a driver for Uber, you have to take in all this stuff. You have to be part of this huge watch me scenario. That is anything but freedom in a way. Look at that. Look at what you have to sign up for. That's kind of strange that we allow that, that we don't fight that or say that, I'm sorry, that's not okay. And I'm sure in some ways it could help somebody in an accident or what have you, but that doesn't mean that it's worth giving that up.
Yeah, but look, you do that anymore for any job.
Mm-hmm.
All employers.
Yeah.
They do investigations.
Well, let me say this. On Wednesday, Melissa won't be here this week, and I'm going to be doing an expose on the anthrax vaccination, which goes very deep, and it's a very sordid tale. And you won't believe your ears when I go through this information. It is insane what we have ponied ourselves up for and what we're learning. And I'll discuss it on Wednesday in great detail, because it's that kind of crazy. And I'll tell you what the government says about it, and what they alluded to, and then what the truth is, and what they came out with the truth, and I'll read right from them. But let me just say that we have subjected ourselves to having our constitutionally government-protected, God-given rights subjected to their control for so long. And whether you're in the military, whether you should never have to give up your God-given rights to fight for this country or to be in this country. But look, we do it at every turn. We do it in the public school system.
Yep.
We have your constitutional rights are violated. If you're a minor, you have no rights. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. We have free speech zones, a zone in which you can have free speech. That's why I was really grateful for the president to bring attention to the fact that universities should not be allowed to rule as to what free speech is and isn't. Because you are an adult going to college, you should have the ability and the right mm-hmm. to speak up for yourself and not have it designated to a zone.
That's true. But I live in a free speech zone.
Yeah, what's it called?
The United States of America.
The whole country. The whole enchilada without avocado. without avocado, yeah. Sadly. I love that you brought that up, by the way. Is that all they can come up with?
Isn't that weird, though, that in the United States of America, we have a free speech
zone? If you missed that, if you're just listening to this segment, you know, they're now threatening that if we have a border, that the border wall, that we might talk ourselves out of avocados because the avocado farmers won't be able to deliver the product. Sorry. It's as silly as Alyssa Milano saying, okay, we're going to take back our film industry in Georgia if you pass a heartbeat bill.
That's it.
It's the same ludicrous nonsense. Guess what, lady? There's a lot of other states we can film in. If that's your biggest token of control that you have, is the film industry can't film, give me a break. And also avocado. I love avocado as much as you do out there, but it has nothing to do with the border wall.
And I don't like movies filmed in Georgia.
I'm not doing anything till they get rid of the guide stones. George is doing some interesting things,
yeah,
by the way.
They are. They're doing some fantastic things.
They really are. Aren't they penalizing for doing anything to a Confederate statue?
Well, they just passed legislation.
I love Georgia.
That if you're caught destroying a Confederate monument, you can be charged three times the cost of repairing or replacing
it. Well, good, because you're removing history.
Of course.
You obviously don't understand it. It's kind of like Alexandria stating that that we had to enact, we had to go into the Constitution and enact the legislation to prevent Roosevelt from being in there again when that happened after he died. But anyway, what are facts, right? I mean, let's not educate the millennials. Let's just let them ride on what they think facts are.
We amended the Constitution so FDR wouldn't get reelected after he was dead.
This reminds me of the same thing. It's kind of like... It's like just let's take that verbatim and be so screwed up with our history lessons that you're willing to take down our statues and our monuments and things that actually have nothing to do with the reason you're taking them down.
Nope.
So the same silliness over and over again. How long we've been dealing with this? I swear. It's been amazing to watch. Over the last 8 years, it's been really amazing to watch for me. Tomorrow, we'll cover a little bit about what the Department of Defense is purchasing lately that might have you a little on edge, or a lot on edge. We'll go over that tomorrow. They're busy purchasing away. There's been lots of purchases in the last 5 years that have been really interesting. And if you want to wonder why even your oceanic department of the government is armed and have their own police force, you should wonder why these agencies are buying the things that they are.
There's a new conspiracy starting against the president, too, that's going to be pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah, well, it's another way to go after him. It has to do with security clearances.
Can I just say the leftist progressives are in a tailspin, a death spiral, if you will, and they have been in this death spiral for a couple of years. It's just funny to watch. And I hate the term grab your popcorn because it's so overused now, and everybody likes to say that, and I think it's just stupid. But can I just say that it is time to grab it? We've been grabbing our popcorn for a long time watching all of this play out, and it's beyond insane. I know how you feel out there. You feel fatigued by it because it doesn't stop. I mean, Rachel Maddow actually told by her own bogus network to rein it in.
Yep.
We got problems. But you know what? We have a lot of good stuff going on, too. So, and a lot of awake people. And I applaud that. And I'm happy. And there's a lot of... watching the death spiral, I could not be happier. But it's... It does come at a price, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
We will be back tomorrow, Uncle Milty and I. Great guest this month, by the way. And probably in about a month, we have Ted Nugent on the show, about 30 days from now.
Oh,
wow. So, that'll be kind of interesting, too. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Justin.